Bantam Doubleday Dell Audio Publishing presents The Warrior's Path by Louis L'Amour. Author's Note. The Shawmut, where Diana takes refuge, was of course a part of what is now known as Boston. The Reverend Blackston, sometimes written Blackstone, but in the one signature I have seen, it is Blackston, was much as he appears here. The same is true of Samuel Maverick, who was helping to establish a family that has contributed much to our history, to say nothing of having added a word to our Western vocabulary. Contrary to general opinion, slave raids from Africa to the coasts of Europe were not uncommon. The raid on the village of Baltimore, a town in West Cork, Ireland, took place in 1631. More than 100 people were carried away into slavery. The warrior's path led, with many branches and offshoots, from the far south to the towns of the Iroquois and even farther north. The Iroquois used it to attack the Cherokees, Creeks, and so on, and vice versa. The route was also used by traders and other travelers, as it was undoubtedly the best, following the contours of the land through areas in which there were water, fuel, and game. Chapter 1. What I hoped for was a fat bear, and what I came up with was a skinny Indian. It was lonely on the mountain, and I had been watching the sun crest the peaks with light. There was some mist lying in the valleys, and all around me the rhododendrons were in bloom, covering the flanks of the Blue Ridge and the mountains nearby. Seated among them, their petals falling across my shoulders and into my hair, I watched the path below. It was an old, old path. Old before the coming of the Cherokees, old before the Shawnees hunted these hills.